This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
I gotta catch a glimpse of these warlocks. Let's make a move.
She's going around the corner.
It's time for Dirt and Sprig.
True love is hard to find. Sometimes you think you have true love, and then you catch the early flight home from San Diego, and a couple of nude people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprig.
We should mate.
What?
Date. As in, we should date sometime. You know, socially. Go out and kick it.
Dirt and Sprig on 1080.
Pretty sick, chaps.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprig here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube.
2 inches is a lot, buddy.
We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show.
Diddy will find that out soon.
Yeah, well, yes, he will.
The diddler.
If you can find a way to give me an extra 6 inches, I'm all for it.
Oof.
Diddy's down.
Diddy going down for a while unless he gets pardoned.
He's down for the count.
Say it. Say it with your chest.
I'm going to go ahead and not say it.
Whole group of people that did things awful on a certain day, and they all got away. So, you know, I don't know at this point.
It's a valid point, Bob. Valid point. Status story coming up in 10 minutes.
Living in weird times, dude.
Does this
weird
list do
times.
Anything for you at the bottom of the hour?
Will Diddy be pardoned? Yes or no?
God, please no. I mean, he should go to prison just for ruining Biggie's rap songs back in the day, let alone, you know.
He's found guilty on two different counts of prostitution, but somehow not on sex trafficking.
So that all came out today?
Can we explain that?
That's what the verdict is. The verdict is in the Diddy case. When was the last time you guys followed a high-profile court case? Did you follow that? I haven't followed this at all.
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Everything else is just like OJ. I hear things once in a while.
Sure.
But like the chick in Boston, did she murder the cop or not murder the cop?
She got off.
She got off.
Karen Reed got off.
It was a mistrial and then they retrial and she got off.
She got off. There was the mom, Casey Anthony. She's doing.
I still can't tell you all the details on that one.
What are the other? Oh, George Zimmerman was a big one.
Well, yeah. That one was probably that one.
That one. You followed that one?
Yeah. It was pretty.
It was a
terrible
big
case.
It was a very terrible case.
Pretty awful what happened. Yeah, the chick overseas. Remember her?
Oh, the girl in France.
The girl in France.
Who got away with it.
She got away with it.
Murdering her. Not got away with it, but she was let off. She got out. Did she kill her? Do you think she killed her? Are you breaking news?
No.
She was locked up, right? And then they overturned it with new evidence?
Yeah, there
Am
was
I
the
correct
dude
on
in,
that?
He, God, what country was it? Not Cuba. One of those Bahama-type countries.
Yeah.
He killed her. He ended up escaping. They caught him.
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember that?
No. I mean, I probably would if you gave me a name.
His shaved head.
I feel like that
name.
Happens a lot.
Anyways, Yeah. Not a lot of them, but no. Five counts, he was guilty on two of the five.
I'm more in for the documentary on the court cases than I am the following of the actual court cases.
Oh, remember the Southern Bros? You were super into that case.
The Southern Bros.
They were murdering the nannies, the sons.
Oh, dude, I did get into that one.
You were really into that one.
I did. The documentary was incredible.
He's in prison.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
He murdered all of them.
And the kid might have.
Crazy bastard.
Yeah, you know.
And the kid was going to go to prison for murdering one of the friends
because
he killed her in a boat accident.
That's right.
Yeah, that was. A wild documentary.
Natalie Holloway?
I did follow that one. Natalie Holloway is a good name.
I think that's the one I'm thinking of.
It's a flashback name for
She was
me.
On vacation.
Scott Reed? Was that one of them? Who was the guy? Wasn't there a guy that...
Now we're just making ourselves sound dumb.
All right. Well, look, I made a promise yesterday. I'm going to keep that promise right now.
Is Diddy in jail popular or is he hated?
Probably popular.
Hmm.
I would guess, but I've never been to jail, so I don't know. I don't know how
prison,
that goes.
I should say.
He's going to be in prison.
He'll be in prison.
Made a promise on the show yesterday, and I plan on keeping that promise because the listeners asked for it. We had texts earlier today in the show.
Okay.
When's it going to happen, Dirt? When's it going to be?
Yeah.
Well, the answer to your question is right now.
All right.
We had a leftover sack yesterday that Damian Lillard rudely.
I think the Bucks did.
Interrupted.
Dame didn't do it.
We were riding a heater, answering questions left and right, feeling good. Everybody's happy. And then all of a sudden, we got to talk about Damian Lillard getting bought out. And then the idea of him coming back to Portland was the rest of the show.
Yeah.
So, without further ado.
Leftover sack.
Your leftover sack.
Okay.
Before we get to Statter Story in a moment.
What's the best meal to have leftover for a lunch? We'll start that one off with my own.
Your own mail sack question for the leftover sack.
What's your favorite leftover? And you can't say, don't give me a cop out of pizza. That's a meal that's really good warmed
God,
up.
God, that's a good question.
Because I'll coincidentally give you one of my favorite foods that's just terrible the next day, no matter how you do it. Unless you go fancy, mashed potatoes are terrible.
They're awful.
The day after.
There's something of their molecular consistency that happens sitting in the refrigerator that you can't reconstruct.
So, unless you heat it on in a pot with some milk and butter.
Yeah, a little more. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not saving mashed potatoes. They're terrible.
Usually, Chinese food is good.
I feel like that's my... Yeah, that's what's rattling around in my brain right now.
Okay, so you guys are giving me kind of fast food answer.
Chili is excellent.
Chili's a good one.
That keeps well.
I can't have more than one day of chili.
Do you want to bring chili to work, though? It's kind of dicey, man.
It is.
What's that bathroom situation the next 4 hours?
Crapping your brains out the rest of the day in the office.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to live with that.
It's very possible that's true.
Yeah, if I'm going home-cooked meal and not take... Because takeout would probably be Chinese. That's an easy one for me.
Yeah.
Chinese leftovers are just phenomenal.
I'll even eat a soggy sandwich if there's some leftovers.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Sandwiches are elite.
I don't have that high of standards.
Yeah. Burritos are kind of tricky
in
how you warm them up. You kind of have to poke a little bit of a hole in to get that middle.
Can I go with a cold burrito. Can I go with a little bit of a cop-out answer because it's leftovers, but also you can do it somewhat new? Whenever we do tacos and then you have leftover tacos the next day.
Sure.
Because then it's a new tortilla and you still got like the bag of lettuce and you got your little, you know, your salsa or whatever, or cheese, whatever, cilantro, whatever you want to put on it.
You have all,
but
you
the
have,
meat is leftover.
You have all the parts from the tacos.
Yes. It's just ready to go. You take them out and you eat tacos again the next day. And I could eat tacos every day.
That's the beauty of a steak. Leftover steak. You can either just have steak again or you can dice it and make a taco.
Cut it up, put it in a taco. Sometimes I'll cut it up, put it on a little bit of rice with some sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Then you're feeling good.
Barbecue holds up great.
Barbecue does hold up good.
It does. Barbecue's a good one. That's a great one.
I'll eat leftover wings a lot. Sometimes just cold right out of the fridge. Love a cold wing.
I don't like cold wings.
I love a cold wing. Well, that's a great way to start a leftover sack.
There you go.
Mm.
How are you planning to celebrate Independence Day and will you buy fireworks?
Will not be buying fireworks.
Not buying fireworks.
I will celebrate Independence Day the same way I do every year. I will be wearing my Dinah Taurasi Team USA jersey, and I think we're going to the coast.
Well, you going to go to the coast, huh?
I think I've talked my family into driving up super early day of.
Are you going to do a day trip or a night trip?
And maybe getting a coffee super late at night and coming back home on the 4th of July night and letting the beach be our fireworks. Our dog hates fireworks, so we'll be with him.
That helps.
And making it super easy and affordable.
Yeah, I don't really have anything big. I do plan on buying a or some fireworks. I don't know what, but I want to get something for the little guy, put on a little show in the driveway. Nothing crazy.
I guess fireworks are going off so much in Multnomah County that like they're having to put out multiple times. These are illegal. Stop doing it.
Oh, yeah. They woke me up last night and the night before that and the night before that.
But as I told you, nobody's going to get in trouble for it.
Nobody's going to get
it. Weird thing we're doing.
Especially like, dude, it's one thing if you're lighting off mortars. It's another thing if you have a fountain in your driveway. Like,
well,
there's different thresholds.
In our condo complex, they're absolutely
nothing allowed.
Nothing
whatsoever.
Allowed. Not even a spark.
When you can hear the sound of it starting,
yeah,
then you know that bang will be big.
It's close by.
That's a big bang.
I just saw some lightning and there's some thunder coming here. I'm in the weird spot of like there's a big fireworks thing that goes on in my neighborhood every year. It's a lot of fun to go to, but it doesn't start until 9:30.
Is that the Oaks Park one?
Yeah, it's down at Oaks Park, and they do a big show, but it's at like 9:30 at night. Little
well,
guys
you gotta
have
wait
to
till
wait.
It gets properly dark.
Well, I know, I totally get it. That's what I'm saying. I'm kind of in no man's land of like, do I want to ask somebody to come watch the little guy so the wife and I can walk up and go see it? Do I just kind of pack it in for the night?
I haven't decided yet. I think you should do your couple sparkler.
Very small. Little fountain. Let them hold a sparkler a little bit. You know,
I think you do that at like 6.
Yeah.
And then I think you say, hey, yo, mom.
You will come on down.
Why don't you come watch Teddy Ballgame? Or you bring Teddy Ballgame to your mom, because I would say where your mom lives is kind of on the way there anyway.
For sure is.
And then you just pick up Teddy Ballgame in his sleep. And, you know, I think that's, and then you and the wife have a nice little 4th of July to yourselves.
Well, we could. The other tough part is, similar to your situation, the dog is, we got to drug the hell out of him on the 4th of July.
See, that's the thing about our furry friends. We have to worry the ones that are concerned about fireworks. You don't want to leave him alone.
No.
You kind of feel bad.
So that's the tough part is I don't want to leave. I'm not taking him with it because he's going to freak out. He's going to pee all over the sidewalk. He's going to be so scared.
Then
you drug him up. Is he going to be like hiding in a, you know, behind the, in the shower at some point when I get home? So I have not decided yet. Mm. We're up in the air. Definitely going to barbecue something. I got some steaks. I think I'm going to grill. Mm. I'm going to go that route. But in terms of the firework night, I'm not sure.
We got, we're officially sold out for the hops on the 4th. It is officially sold out. No more tickets to be had anyway.
I hope so. It's one of the biggest baseball days of the year. At least it should be.
Yep.
I kind of just think, like, unless you got property, the free fireworks show, just a better way to go.
Without a doubt. Walk down, enjoy your fireworks show. There you go. You're done for the
night. You want to buy some cherry blossoms? Okay. All right. You know, after the second one, they're not really exciting anymore.
P1 Adam wants to know, what would you rather watch for 10 straight hours, tennis or soccer? I think Swag has a 36-hour day after everything that he said that he did. That was from the point yesterday. Swag watched 10 hours of Wimbledon.
10 straight.
So would you rather watch 10 hours of soccer or 10
hours of
tennis?
Is it non-World Cup?
No qualifiers put
on it. Yeah, I will say World Cup is an equivalent, because this is Wimbledon. This is a major. I'm not watching
If it's World Cup, I'll go World Cup. And I'm not a soccer guy. If it's non-major and I have to choose 10 hours, tennis.
Yeah, 10 hours of it's 10 hours of MLS or 10 hours of the Indian Wells is a little different.
I know people get it, but I don't think people actually really get how physically taxing and hard tennis is.
No. Very difficult sport.
You see the ball.
That's why so many people play pickleball now. That's why tennis is dying.
But the running and the knees and the ankle cracks and the stretching out to hit a shot, like, it's insane.
Are we talking about that enough? The death of tennis?
I don't think it's the death of tennis.
I mean, not in terms of fans and people watching, but like everywhere I go now, every tennis court is basically converted to a pickleball court.
There's a pickleball joint opening up over by Bridgeport.
The park
taking over a Bed Bath.
You can put two or three pickleball courts on the size of a regulation tennis court. So,
dude, at Selma Park, they have these tennis courts that are by the pool and then like a bunch of them down lower. And all of the ones that are pickleball, which they've converted, are packed constantly. Yeah. And when you walk by the tennis court, you see once in a blue moon, there's two people out there playing.
I think people that are serious about playing tennis regularly are joining a club of some
sort. You'll have
your
diehards that will always do it.
And tennis courts by Nelson.
Public tennis
high
courts.
School, that's always,
always playing.
Always being used.
Okay, well, that's good. I would choose soccer for sure. Give me soccer. Over 10. Like, especially if it's a World Cup situation. Like,
yeah, World Cup, you get
World Cup, yeah.
If you told me some no-name tennis thing, which they're basically all no-names for me because I don't watch tennis, or MLS soccer, it'd be a little more challenging, but I'd probably still choose soccer. Millsack, would you rather have constant terrible body odor or permanently bad breath?
Oh, I think I'm leaning bad breath.
Probably
I can always fix
bad
it.
Breath.
No, you can't fix either of them.
So even if I do
because if you have body odor, you can put deodorant on, or you just can't do anything.
I've smelled people that have put deodorant on, and I'm still like, you still
stink. No, bad BO just is so permeating.
You can just choose not to talk.
Yes. And keep your distance when you communicate with people.
Bad body odor is like,
have your conversations outside. Yeah. You know, there's ways around it.
But your closest, if you're single and you're trying to pick up a lady.
That's tough.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hi.
You want to come home with me?
How you doing? Hot stuff.
Oh, God, get away from me.
I'm not kissing you.
Terrible.
Last one here, and then we'll go to Saturday Story Mail Sack. Don't factor in price. Would you rather have a pool in your backyard or a boat?
Pool.
All day. Not even tough for me. Definitely pool.
I don't want to leave.
I don't want to leave my house. The effort.
I got to dock, and I got to clean, and Yeah, you can't do this. You can't do that. You got a permit. What river are you going to? That river's dirty. Dude, go to the lake. That lake's not great.
Well, wait, in my backyard.
Pool in your backyard or a boat.
Pool in my backyard or a boat. I'm assuming if I have a boat, the caveat, I'm on the water. I'm on a lake or a river or the ocean. I will take a boat.
No, hold on. There was no caveat. It was a choice. Boat or pool in your backyard.
Well, if I have a boat in my backyard, I'm assuming... What?
You know, I'm not, there's no guarantees.
He's reading between the lines here. He's adding context to the question that didn't exist.
The problem is he wants a boat, and he's trying to make it so the wiggle room gives him a boat. I assume I'm living on a river
in
a boathouse.
Read the question the way it was again.
Would you rather have a pool in your backyard or a boat?
No specifics on where the boat is.
Did not say a boat in your backyard. Would you rather have a pool or a boat? It did not say that. A pool in your backyard or a boat.
Bro, a pool in your backyard? Clutch.
Yeah, I'd be there every day. In the pool every day.
All summer,
every day. I'm a big pool guy. Love being in the pool. Love being in the water.
Buy a pool, in a pool.
Get me in the water.
My kids would love it.
Flopping around.
I got a boat. Where do I go with
a boat? That's like a permanent daycare system. If you have kids who are old enough to handle their own in a pool, you just, all right,
look,
let's go sit outside for 8 hours.
I commend people that are boat people listening. You are probably very good at being responsible. But what I'd say is
a lot of time and effort. There are pools, but not quite the same.
The anxiety of a boat launch, whether you're unloading or loading, holy crap, man.
You couldn't unlaunch a boat?
No, it's not just that. It's just like, whose turn is it?
Yeah.
And I'm going now, and I'm here. Yeah. Now you have to wait.
Backing up the boat
to
try and get back in.
Dude, I've experienced it. I've been in great boat launches. I've been at bad boat launches.
I'd probably still lean towards a boat.
You highfalutin son of a bitch.
When in doubt, pinky's out.
The problem is, you don't know what it's like to experience a pool. You don't like to be naked. You don't strike me as a strong swimmer, although you did claim you could swim across the Willamette.
He did.
Ridiculous take.
He did claim that.
Just an asinine,
I'm a very decent swimmer.
Take.
I have no issues getting in the water.
Nah, I don't think you enjoy water.
When was the last time you swam?
Pool. Yeah.
Not in, you're just frolicking in water. When was the last time you legitimately swam?
This is your squat.
Like lap swims.
When I went to Hawaii, we were out swimming in the ocean every day.
I mean, but like actually swimming or just in the ocean playing and snorkeling?
Swimming out 300, 400, 500 yards out there,
500 yards
off the coast? 5 football fields off the coast?
Brother man.
I'm calling
500 yards?
I'm shark territory.
No chance.
That's a long ways away.
No, 500 yards? Andy Dufresne? You are not 500 yards off the coast swimming in the ocean.
It was a significant way.
How did you get out there?
I swam.
You swam 1,000 yards.
Well, the tide was coming in, so I didn't have to swim too hard coming back in.
You had no flotation device with you.
No.
Somebody said the Costco 16x4 pool is money. I love it as much as the kids do. I get home from work, strip down to my undies, and dive in. It's so good.
I'm throwing a challenge flag. There's no chance you swam 500 yards out in the ocean.
Do you think Jason Swigart swam 500 yards out in the ocean in Hawaii?
With no flotation device at all. No boogie board.
Yeah, I mean, like, because I'll go in the ocean. Boogie boarding's the best, right? Or body surfing. I mean, I don't go more than 50 to 75 yards off the coast. You're getting in because you want it to be slightly deep enough to where you're catching a wave, but I'm also not trying to dive.
Have you been to Oahu? Have you been to Waikiki?
I have.
So the most common beach area at Waikiki, there is a man-made stone wall that a lot of people can go swim in ocean water, but it's blocking the waves from coming in.
Right.
I was nervous swimming in that because I saw little fish.
No, there's a great, the condo where my parents are, there's a great little beach and it's There's a nice
just open a great 500 yard avenue where you just nonchalantly swim and hang out in the ocean and then just swim 500 yards back.
Yeah. Just hanging with the turtles,
yeah,
man.
Out there with turtles.
What's up, whales?
No big deal.
What's up, dolphins? Blowholes.
Yep.
500 yards. Come on, man. That's your 250 squatting. That's what that is all over
it's
again.
Just a, it's just a short par five.
I do get excited when I see a sub-500-yard par five. I'll grant you that. There you go. Promises made, promises kept. That's what we do on this show. There's your leftover mail sack questions that we didn't get to yesterday. Stat or story, that is next on The Fan.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
People are against the claims of one Jason Swigert.
There is not a chance.
This might have
this
to be the new
true.
Challenge. I mean, said calling shenanigans. I was an all-state swimmer in high school, and even then, swimming 500 yards was very tiring. Just in a pool.
It's not just that you swim 500. He has
waves.
To swim 1,000 yards total.
1,000 yards
out
total.
500. You got to swim back in 500.
I'm not doing Olympic laps here. We're we're swimming out there. Some of it's on your back.
No,
some of it's forward.
I'm
riding waves. It's over the course of time.
How are you riding waves with no flotation device? Those waves just dunk you.
No. Get on top of them.
With what? You lasso that wave, man. Climb that wave, make it your bitch.
I grew up swimming in the lake in Lake Oswego.
Yeah, it's the same as the ocean.
I mean, I don't question your ability to swim.
I don't either. I'm
sure you're a fine
why
swimmer.
Why are you going this extreme?
500 yards is a long ways. It's five football fields.
I understand that.
No, okay. I don't think you do. I don't think you do.
This might need to be the new challenge. I mean, I have to find who's got a pool.
I don't want him to die.
Well, not in the ocean, but like...
No, if you're going to say ocean and you're going to do a challenge, it better be in the ocean.
Where is there an Olympic-sized pool that we could do this? How many times do you have to go back and forth in an Olympic-sized pool? How long is an Olympic-sized pool?
It's 10 length, so it's 50... I mean, it's 50 meters. A full one.
Full one. So how many times back and forth for 500 yards?
10.
For 500 yards?
Well, that would be 500 meters, which would actually be longer.
So you need to do it 20. Actually, you need to do a 10, and then you need to hang out for about 10 minutes, not moving in the water where you can touch, and then you need to do it 10 more times. Not a chance. No shot.
All right, we got to hurry up here. We're running late. It's already time to break.
I'll go.
Okay, you go first.
Your number's 40.
40.
40. Is it the number of people who participated in the first annual Southeast Portland Parallel Parking Contest?
Oh,
God.
Or is it the number of RBIs one Nolan Arenado currently has for the Cardinals? Because everyone knows who Nolan Arenado is.
I have no clue how many RBIs Nolan Arenado has. I mean, that doesn't defend not knowing who he was.
It does. One of the Nobody's watching your Nolan Arenado.
Third baseman of a generation.
Generation we don't care about.
Well,
should be a relevant baseball player.
It's a weird take.
I'm gonna say
Julio has more ribbies than him.
For no reason, story.
Yeah, I'll go story too.
Okay. Correct, Amundo.
Hey,
Arenado has 41.
41 RBIs.
He's really lighting it up.
Pick another one up last night?
I don't know.
Okay.
Nobody watches. Yeah, this is actually, I kind of want to do this. I'm not going to go tall tale swag and say 500 yards swimming, but I do believe I'm a good parallel parker.
I am not a good parallel parker.
I enjoy it. I enjoy the challenge of it. Someone tells me, you can't fit there. Okay. All right. We're backing up.
I'm not good.
Coveted parking spot, Pine Street and 29th Ave. There was a driveway there, and they had a competition on social media. So they took that, and they added to it, and 40 people came out and had a parallel parking contest in front of other people.
I feel like I'd be okay in this. I wouldn't win, but I wouldn't be in last place.
Now, here's a caveat, because you might be saying what I'm already thinking you're saying. I have a backup cam. I win. No, you have to close off the backup cam with a piece of paper.
Yeah.
You got to do it old school.
You got to do turn and mirrors.
Over the passenger seat, head looking behind, steering the wheel. How do you think you do?
Far more challenging without the backup camera, for sure. The backup camera is a game changer. And if you can't parallel park with a backup camera, that's... Like, the fact that we have to have that technology in cars is kind of sad. It's not that difficult to do.
It's not helpful.
I mean, of course it's helpful. I'm saying, like, the fact that you have that camera now, everybody should be able to parallel park.
I read the part about the blacking out of the camera, and I instantly went Bane. Ah, you think darkness is your ally?
I would be bottom 10.
You'd be bottom
10? I would eventually get there.
I'd be middle of the pack.
I'm probably going to rub the curb at some point.
That's when you know to go forward.
Now, how do you do it with the, like, how do you decide the winner? Like, whoever just does it in one try?
I think it's the attempts.
Is it like horse show
to the
jumping?
Curb.
So here it is. Here are the rules. Don't hit the bumpers.
Obviously.
Don't hit the curbs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And attempt to park as cleanly and quickly as possible.
So
style
forward
points.
Forward back. And
also awarded. I saw the clip of one person doing this, and they did it super quick and clean.
Wow, that's efficient. Yeah, I'll give myself middle of the pack. I'm not great. I'm not terrible. I'm serviceable.
The winner gets a small trophy constructed with a toy Subaru that's spray-painted gold.
It's not bad. All right, Swag, you want to go next?
I can go. Your number is 45.
45.
Is it the number of years since the last time two of the top three seeds at a major tennis tournament both got upset in the first round? as was the
Coco
case.
Goff got eliminated.
Coco Goff and Jessica Pegula.
Yeah.
2 and 3 seeds in the women's draw.
Buffalo Bills owner's daughter.
What?
No one cares!
Sorry.
Coco Goff, people care. Do they?
Yes.
She just won the French Open.
Duh.
Or is it the average age of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence?
Oh.
At the time of signing.
Oh. It's a stat. It's a stat.
Oh.
It's a stat, dude. Stat, bro.
You feel very confident in that?
Stat.
Did you see the story? Is there a story on this? Have you read your history books?
Statamundo.
Your 1700s history books?
Yeah.
Average age of death, 45.
Yeah, they were pretty old. They all had white hair. A little misleading because all of them had wigs, so you're not quite sure exactly how old they are. I'm going to go story. Give me story. Why not?
Stat.
This would be different.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Did I F that up?
Can you please pull that? Did I F that up? Is it a stat or story?
It's a story.
Yes! Vindication.
Damn it.
No one cares!
Now, I still get half credit because you screwed up. That's how these rules work.
Right. Where's my... 1968 was the last time the top two seeds, two of the top three seeds, lost their opening match. That happened to Coco Gauff and Jessica Pegula, both losing in straight sets to unseeded players.
What?
If you throw in the fact that men's third seed, Sasha Zverev, got upset, the three parlay combined would have paid plus $25,348. So you would have won $2,500 on a $10 bet there.
That's a pretty good payout.
It's also...
When you hear the name Sasha, you think Vucevic or Baron Cohen?
Baron Cohen.
I don't know if I think of either of them.
What Sasha do you think about?
I don't know if any Sasha comes to my mind. I mean, I know Sasha Baron Cohen, but I'd more think of him with the character names than the actor names.
See, I just think of Sasha Vucevic being yelled at by Kobe.
Yeah, and his stupid headband that he used to wear with his long hair.
Set a record. It's the most top 10 seeds that were ousted in the first round of a major ever. Both men and women. 8 already gone.
Okay.
Does that make it more exciting or less exciting? Do you need stars in tennis?
Yes, do you
debate?
Yes, you do.
This is JJ Spahn
winning the U.S. Open? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
No, to draw people in, with Americans going down, if you want any sort of TV rating.
Fourth of July week, nobody's going to be watching.
Exactly. All right, the average age of the 56 signers, it was 45 years old. The youngest signers, Thomas Lynch Jr., Edward Rutledge of South Carolina, were 26. Benjamin Franklin was the oldest at 70 years.
70 years old?
Of age. When there he signed the Declaration of Independence.
Average age 45, man.
Yep.
All right, last but not least, your number, ladies and gentlemen, is 31.
Can you make a top 5 scorers of all time list without Kareem? Because ESPN just did that.
Wait.
Excuse me, what?
Since 1990.
Oh, I didn't see that one. Yeah, okay, I saw a top 5 list
since 1990.
There's some rule in there.
It's a caveat there. Yeah, a little bit of caveat.
Yeah,
okay. It's a good thing to debate for today, though. 31. 31 is your number.
Your ocean one is such a stupid team.
Is it the high point total of Yang Hansen for his Chinese basketball team last year in a game? 31 points in a game. High point total. Or is it the percentage of Gen Zers who are saying they want the ability to have spaces at work to have sex or pleasure themselves?
Keep fighting the good fight, guys.
Wow.
What do you do when you see one person walk out of the room? You ain't shaking that hand for a long time.
Not again, man. Come on. You were in there this morning.
Oh, sorry, guys. I was on a call.
Sure you were, Dave.
Sure you were.
31 is your number.
Now, who's in that closet the most here?
I think the percentage is higher of Gen Zers, so I'm going to go stat.
Who's somebody you see coming out of that closet at Odyssey?
I don't want to name any names.
Come on, man.
I don't want to name any names.
Fuck off, that's Danny Murray!
Stat.
This music again.
Why are you limping so hard, dude? You're in there by yourself.
What are you doing?
Here he comes! My God! Is that Kurt Ludwig?
Okay, here we go, Tubbs.
He's missing a button. Fuck out, he's missing a button.
Pull your zipper up. All right, stat or story? We gotta go. It's 8:36. Stats. Give me an answer, Sprague. I gotta give you the story.
Where'd Dusty go? Oh, he's blowing off some steam.
All right, fine.
I'm gonna go stat.
You're gonna go stat?
Yeah, stat.
There you go. Yes, 31 points is your high. And your logic was correct. The number of Gen Zers who, in a recent survey, said that they would like a safe space at work to have sex or pleasure themselves.
What does that mean, a safe space?
They
man?
Want a private, you know, they
We're
want
all
a room.
Laughing at them. It ain't safe.
38% of people.
Wow.
And it's primarily because of the switch that they've done to working remotely that they, in this article.
They're already doing it then. They're at home.
Claims that it was a lifestyle shift, a sexual revolution, if you will, because they could do whatever they want when they're at home. So they're essentially saying, if you want us to come back into the office,
yeah,
we want a private hookup space in our office.
Look, McConaughey said this. Two-a-day's a rookie numbers, man.
Yeah,
you need
right.
to get those up.
You clear those pipes out, man.
You get
walking around with a loaded
get
gun
that
all day.
Off the brain.
You got a big call coming up this afternoon. Ease yourself into it a little bit.
Yeah.
38%. Stat or story every Wednesday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you next?
15. Just a line. 10 people waiting, knocking on the door. Come on, man. You don't need another tab. That video's fine. Is this list doing anything for you? That's next.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Well, we're supposed to break a minute ago, but let's read a couple of comments nonetheless. One of our P1 saying swag takes a picture of 500 yards of ocean into the Gen Z pod to look at. That's pretty good.
That's just a ridiculous claim.
Now people on the YouTube chat are ranking the employees most likely to frequent the room.
Okay, what do we got right now?
Patrick Harris showing up a lot at number one.
He definitely is smoking a cigarette coming out of that room.
Yeah, brother.
Oh, that was great.
Third time today.
Yeah, great for you. It's great for me. He's just looking in a mirror.
One ranking said P. Harris, Luke number two.
Luke?
Schultze number three.
Schultze's definitely
me number
room.
Four.
What is Schultze watching in that room?
And Meringue number five.
Who was after Schultze?
I was number four. And then Meringue was number five. Another ranking went Patrick Harris one, Buckley two.
Buckley?
Luke number three, Schultze number four, Jeff Russ number five.
Rust would scare himself for reasons I can't say on the air.
Whoa.
What are we doing?
Whoa. Does this list do anything for you, quickly, and then we'll wrap up the show answering poll questions? The Blazers, they have had an active yet inactive offseason. Does that make sense? Like, they made a couple of trades, and we weren't sure if they were going to do one trade and then one cutting of a player.
We're waiting for a bigger trade of a guy we don't want here,
And they got a little bit of money to spend. Do any of these names do anything? This is a list, according to Kevin Pelton, of the top 10 remaining free agents in the NBA.
Yeah,
are you ready for this list?
Yep.
Josh Giddey, number one. Quentin Grimes, number two. Our very own DeAndre Ayton, number three.
Well, Quentin Grimes, I'm a little surprised about Grimes. I don't know what Grimes' number is going to be.
He's a restricted free agent, so some of these guys are restricted.
And there's a lot of intel that they're going to match Grimes' number.
People have said it's a very hard offseason to be a restricted free agent because teams don't have a lot of money to spend. And so basically, if you have a restricted free agent, you have the player by the balls.
Yeah.
Jonathan Kuminga's number four.
No.
Chris Paul, unrestricted, number five. Do we need any more guards?
I'm not opposed to the Kuminga idea, but I don't think you're going to get him for your number.
He's going to match. I mean, the Golden State with the Warriors would match, I would imagine. You think they just let him walk?
There's just a lot of Miami stuff, and I don't know what is Miami. I don't know what Miami's cap is, so I'm not going to claim to know. I've seen a lot of reporting that is suggesting maybe the Heat are going to make an aggressive approach after Kuminga.
Okay.
I mean, that dude was on the bench. The Warriors didn't even want to
play him. I felt like he had a decent playoff run, if I'm not mistaken.
At the end, he did,
a couple
because
of good games there.
Finally played. Yeah. He started putting up numbers.
Al Horford, number six, unrestricted.
Yeah, I mean, we need another center.
We do. Chris Boucher, unrestricted.
Oh, yeah.
Bring him home.
Duck fans getting excited about that one.
Bring him home. Averaged double figures in scoring last year.
Water boy.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Cam Thomas, number eight. He is restricted.
Cam Thomas?
Cam Thomas of the Brooklyn Nets.
You mean the Denver Nuggets?
That's
Cam Johnson.
Oh, Cam Johnson. You're right. I always get
How dare you question basketball dirt right now? Did you just question basketball dirt in the middle of a basketball dirt segment? Did you just come at the king and miss? I think you did.
Look, it's a bad
moment. Why don't you stick with the blue lines, okay? Because I totally know who Cam Thomas is. I watched a lot of Nets games last year.
Jokic beat there 5'9".
Hey!
I thought it was 5'7".
I mean, I'm 5'7". DeAnthony Melton, number 9, and then Russell Westbrook, number 10. Those are your top 10 free agents. Your honorable mention, Malcolm Brogdon, bring him home. Alec Burks, Amir Coffey, Spencer Dinwiddie, Gary Payton II, bring him home.
Not doing that again.
And a different Wagner!
Yeah, the other Wagner brother.
More tits, how do you say his name?
Moritz.
Moritz, my apologies. It looks like it's spelled that way.
Let's break.
Any of those guys move the needle for you? GP2? We need a defending guard? Put him with Drew Holiday? We're already a defensive team. He'd be outstanding in that backcourt. All right, there you go. There's your list of available free agents. 2 inches is a lot, buddy. Let's wrap it up. Answer some poll questions next on the fan. All right, welcome back in, 8:51. Just wanted to make sure everybody's up to date on their available free agents, depending on what the Blazers do in the coming days.
I think that last name is definitely the one we would all say we want.
I mean, who doesn't want that?
Right.
Let's answer the poll questions, and we'll send everybody on their way on this beautiful hump day.
I never posted the quarterback one. Should I post that?
It's all right. Show's over. Don't worry about it. You're going on vacation. You're out of here.
I am.
You're leaving.
I'll be off for a while.
Who would give up information the quickest while being tortured? I ran away with this. Maybe people listen to the show this morning. 49.2%. I also voted for myself. Sprague finished in a second place at 26.2.
Really? Wow.
Jason Swigard last at 24.6. People think Swag holds out the longest with the info.
Interesting.
Either that or I'll just say, you know, I've lived a nice life. Just get it over with.
Just end it now.
You're just dying with the info.
Just end it now. You go to the grave with the info.
Sure.
If you were D.B. Cooper and you survived, would you have told anybody?
No, you can't.
No.
You got away with the greatest crime of all time.
Not anybody?
Yeah.
No. That would be so hard to not. It would be very tempting to want to brag about that.
Well, I mean, if you have a significant other,
like if you truly pulled that off and you survived, parachute out of the back of the plane, you land, make a documentary, write a book about it, you'd be a millionaire.
You can't tell friends. You could only tell, like, if you had a wife.
What if she divorces you?
Wow.
Then you're going to jail. Now you're screwed.
Yeah, that's why you don't say anything.
You have to want to do it for the self-satisfaction of
that's
pulling it off,
is.
And that has to be enough. Plus, whatever you...
People still talk about
take away from the heist, Is 5'10 a lot different than 5'9? 51.8% of you say yes. So those are my short kings out there. 48.2% of you, your vote's irrelevant because you're over 6 foot.
One of my one of our listeners asked if his he asked his wife if 1 inch makes a difference. She said yeah, and then he said not sure she knows we're talking about height.
2 inches is a lot, buddy. And last one here. Fan Swag claims he can swim 500 yards out into the ocean with no flotation device. No big deal. Do you believe him?
Ridiculous.
86.8% of you right now are saying LMAO no.
I think you just swim a little bit and you go, man, that's far. I'm 500 yards out. I think you swim back.
We're getting a lot of invites to Olympic-sized pools now.
Oh. Okay.
Apply this challenge.
Do we all need to show up in Speedos?
Dude, Speedo guy, I didn't tell
this
story earlier.
I'm not doing the swimming challenge. I didn't claim to have swimming.
I'll watch on the sidelines in a Speedo.
Yeah.
Speedo guy wasn't at swim lessons yesterday. His dad showed up, Grandpa Speedo, also in a Speedo.
Oh, it's genetics.
It's a family trait, man.
Do you think they share the Speedo?
They could.
Was it the same color?
Relatively same size. It was the same color.
Same size where?
2 inches is a lot, buddy. That'll do it for us, folks. Hope everybody has a great 4th of July. Well, no, I'm going to be here tomorrow. You're out tomorrow.
Yeah, happy 4th of July,
you have
everybody.
A great 4th of July. And then we're going to be off for a little bit. Yeah. That's all we'll say for now. We love you all.
That's all we can say.
Big things are coming. We love you all. We'll talk to you soon. Colin is next. Listen to 1080 The Fan.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO!
YOLO, YOLO.
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO.
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO.
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.